The truth is that it doesn't happen. It's not so easy as poof, a magic pill. Just doesn't work that way. And joining me today is a nutritionist who specializes in addiction, who understands that, wait a minute, maybe it's what we're fueling the body. Maybe it's what we're eating. Maybe that's what's really causing the food to be interfering with recovery. Because the statistics are not good. People that go into recovery, that have relapse, it's just really frightening. It's almost as though it's such a long shot. It's such a long shot to have recovery in the world of addiction. And not that it can't happen, because of course it can. Joining me today is a nutritionist and a doctor who specializes in this. And doctor, welcome to the program. And you have created a program through your named, Dr. Keith Cantor is with us, through your named program. It's called Named.
That's
Talk
correct.
Talk to us about recovery and nutrition, please.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And let me explain what we do and how we try to increase the successful withdrawal rate and lower the extremely high relapse rate. What most people do when they go into an addiction facility, and there's a lot of good ones out there. You know, there's over 10,000 addiction facilities out there. Most of them have good counselors, therapists, and if they could really figure out what the problem is that had the person go to drugs or alcohol, that's extremely helpful. Most of them have much better food than the people are used to, exercise, and all the different things of that nature. The problem is that in most cases they can't really find the real cause of what made the person turn to drugs or alcohol. You know, because either they don't have enough time or the person's repressing it. So that would be extremely helpful, and there's a lot of great therapists and psychiatrists and psychologists out there. But if they can't do that, then we have to try to cure it physically. So when they're in a facility, what we do is the person is unable to get the drugs or alcohol, which is very helpful. But what really causes the urges for us to have the drugs or alcohol are things in our body called opiate receptors. I don't know, have you ever heard of that?
God, we talk about it all the time.
Okay.
Sure.
So we have opiate receptors.
This is a holistic health show, so
okay.
Straight up your alley.
Okay. So we have opiate receptors in our brain, in our spinal cord, and our gastrointestinal tract. These opiate receptors get stimulated by drugs, by alcohol, and many other things, and when they're stimulated, they release chemicals. These chemicals give us urges. All of our urges, except for sex, come from the opiate receptors being stimulated. So what tends to happen in these facilities is the person is not taking having access to drugs or alcohol, which is very good. They're eating healthier, hopefully they're working out, all the right things, but because of the way the menus are designed, they're still stimulating the opiate receptors, which is releasing.
And by the way, we understand that even rats that have a choice between cocaine and sugar go for the sugar.
Well, they say sugar is more addicting than cocaine. So
I don't know if it is or not. But
either do I. But the point is that it stimulates the opiate receptors and it gives the body the urges. So what the NAME program does is, nutritionally and all naturally, we make sure that all of our menus do two things. Number one, we do not stimulate the opiate receptors at all. So for the 30, 60, or 90 days that the person is in a rehabilitation, the opiate receptors aren't stimulated through the menus. And since they don't have access to the drugs or the alcohol, you know, depending on what their problem is, now they've had the opiate receptors really not stimulated for 90 days. So then when they're released,
careful of what you're feeding them. What are you giving them to eat?
It's all regular food. All we do is stay away from the things that stimulate the opiate receptors, like sugar, simple sugars, simple carbohydrates. Gluten is one. Dairy products is another one. Sugar substitutes, except for stevia, and certain additives and preservatives. All those things stimulate the opiate receptors, and our menu stay away from that. So it's regular food, you know, chicken, fish, vegetables, even fruits, and we stay with the darker fruits, so there's less sugar involved, but we don't want to stimulate the opiate receptors, because what happens is these people did not have drugs or alcohol for X period of time. They go back to the same environment, but really while they were in the old environment, they kept stimulating their opiate receptors, and they did what we call transference. So they may not be addicted to cocaine anymore, but they'll eat 14 candy bars.
When you go to an AA meeting, what do you see? Donuts.
Not only that, when you go to an AA meeting or an NA meeting, 90% of the people in there are smoking versus whatever it is in the general population. They're transferring from one addiction to another. So we don't want the opiate receptors there. We want the people to not have the opiate receptors stimulated, not have those chemicals released in their body to give them the urges, and then work out, try to figure out what the problem is with the counselor, eat better, get healthier, and get their self-esteem through things like walking further or running further or doing more push-ups instead of how much alcohol was I able to drink or how much drugs was I able to take. And when we can make that switch and not keep their opiate receptors stimulated, then it's easier. And in our program, I know the website by heart, of course, but if you look at In Recovery, when they leave the facility, I give them a special code so they could still use all the different menus for free, because I want the relapse rate to be low. And with right now,
why are there not more groups like you? Why are there not more people being verbal and speaking out about this? Because this is from the minute I read the press release about what you're doing, I said this is a no-brainer. Of course, we've been talking about this on my show for years. We just had Kat James talking about her transformation, losing 70 pounds, getting rid of the gluten and the wheat and the sugars. You know, it's a no-brainer. But why are more people not talking about it, in your opinion?
Well, in reality, you have to remember, everything comes down to business sooner or later. So we have to make sure that we could do this so the clinics are still serve a very valuable function and they could still make a profit and still stay in business, and we could increase the successful withdrawal rate and decrease the relapse rate. If you try to do it where, and my program I do not believe would work if I just put it out on the air and said eat this way, it has to be in conjunction with a clinic where they're getting all the other help. As a matter of fact, yesterday I first did my first beta test in what they call intensive outpatient program, and we got a great response, but those are very, very motivated people, and we could increase the rate, but you have to do it hand in hand. And if you do something where it looks like you're going to take somebody's business away, they react.
As a leading nutritionist, an author, an addiction counselor, founder of this program, what you're saying to us is in order for the body to have recovery from addiction, you have to stop the stimulation of that part of the brain.
No, what I'm saying is to have a much higher chance of successful withdrawal from addiction and a much lower chance of
relapse,
that you have to not stimulate the opiate receptors. There's still a certain amount of people, it's a little less than 15%, that are stimulating the opiate receptors and they get cured. It's just too low of a rate. My initial results are showing about 30%, which to me means I failed 70% of the time, but if you want to think more positive, it's approximately double the rate when the opiate receptors are stimulated constantly. So
gluten, you stop sugar, you stop
sugar substitutes, you stop dairy, all things that are healthy for you anyhow. You stop certain additives and preservatives and you eat a little bit more natural. You could still have meat, you could still have chicken, you could still have fish. Just be real careful with the sauces so they're not all, you know, filled with sugar or the
right.
Simpler carbohydrates and lots of fruits and vegetables.
Would a sweet potato be on your protocol?
Yes, you can have a sweet potato. You just have to be careful. You know, it's everything in moderation. You could have a potato also, and you could have certain fruits. You know, the darker the fruit, the less sweet it is, or the less sugar it has. But that's a more complex sugar, so it's a little better for you. If you try to cut everything off 100%, nobody will do it. It's sort of like trying to make everybody a vegan. You know, it's not going to work. That's why there's less than 1%.
But when you do what you're saying, your success rate is what now?
These are initial results. It's only 7 months old, but approximately a little over about 30%. But that's double what it is nationwide.
Right.
So,
it's hard, though, to get addicts. It's hard to get mainstream off of sugar and gluten, let alone addicts.
All they're trying to do is transfer. You have to remember, the reason they're doing it isn't just because all of a sudden they like sugar or they like gluten. The highs and lows that they get from drugs, the same thing happens with things like sugar and gluten. And you get the insulin spikes and the sugar spikes. And that's very similar to the dopamine spikes, which is what they get from drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
And they're trying to substitute it. They don't know it.
Come back again, Dr. Keith Cantor, because I love what you're doing. I commend you. It's the NAMED program. And what's the best website?
NAMEDprogram.com.
Awesome. Congratulations on what you're doing. I really want to commend you because this is not an easy road you're taking.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on the show.
And we will have you back because I really do. I love what you're doing. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on WCRN.